I just want you to enter into the presence of the Lord, because the Lord is here tonight. You know, he so loves his people, and God so wants his people free. And you know, the reason we need to be free is so that we are free to do the destiny that's on our lives, that we are free to go forth and walk in the fullness of God. And it's an hour, and it's a time that the church is going to rise up. And the church is getting free. And the church is going to step into her position. Because we have a position to be in. And it's a militant position. And yet it's a position of overwhelming, unstoppable love. But we're going to see that release. And so it's, as we get ready to start tonight, first thing I'm going to tell you is it is your responsibility to get rid of whatever you came in with tonight. It's not mine. Brian and Lauren's and Alex is going to come out and pray, but it's not ours. It's yours. Because we're going to pray, but you have to choose to release. And you have to choose to be fed up enough that you say, devil, the time is done here tonight. You are leaving my life and my family. You know what gets out of your life? Also, you've dealt the death blow to your generations. And I don't care if your kids are grown up, you got grandkids, you have dealt a death blow into the generations when you start getting the enemy out of your family. So this is crucial that we do these things. You know, when we got into deliverance because we were tired of being bound. We just were tired of it. In Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news to the poor. And he has sent me, and this is what Jesus is saying, to release the captives and bring forth recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth those delivered who are oppressed, to send forth delivered those who are oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. And that's the ministry that we're going to see go forth here tonight. And the anointing is here to bring that about. And we're going to receive that tonight. And I'm going to explain a little bit about what we're going to do. But before we do it, why don't we just enter into his presence? And I would like you, you can stand, because I want to stand to do this. But hopefully the majority of you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And we invite the Holy Spirit tonight into this room, because he's the one that does the work. It's not us. It's the Holy Ghost. So I want you to just lift your voice up in the Holy Spirit and begin to pray in other tongues. And let's set the atmosphere in this house for deliverance, because the Holy Ghost is a warrior. He is mighty. He is the comforter. He is the advocate. He is the standby. He is God. And Holy Spirit, hallelujah, rabo shangaraba, we invite you, Holy Spirit of God, to move tonight, Lord. Lord God, we need you to move. Oh, rabo seke, monshanaro sharabakata, rabo sonaye bosata, boshera, Holy Spirit, hover over this place, Spirit of the living God. Touch lives. Encounter your people tonight, God. Father, we thank you for divine appointment. And God, we set ourselves to receive from you tonight, Lord. We come into agreement with your word, God. We come into agreement with the word of God that says, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And Father God, we lay hold of healing in this house tonight. Healing is the children's bread. It belongs to the covenant believer. And Father, we are going to receive what you have for us tonight. We refuse to be denied. In the son da baha ta locoto, prese, prese, machero robo canana nianta. Oh God, move. You are so welcome, God. Holy Spirit, we covet your move tonight, God. Preso mashir robanda rakata. Heso ramata. Father, we declare a dismantling of principalities and powers and iniquities that have been structured in our lives for generations. And Father God, tonight we break down those iniquitous patterns in our lives and in our generations, God. We take authority over poverty and lack and debt and insufficiency. And in the name of Jesus, we declare its demise tonight. In the name of Jesus. I come against the counsels and the schemes and the plans of hell that have been set against God's people tonight. And God, we declare for this purpose, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was made manifest to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve every work of darkness. And we declare a dismantling of those works in the lives of all of your people, God. We declare, God, the works of darkness undone, dissolved in the name of Jesus. And God, we declare that in that name, in that name, in that name, it's freedom. And we declare the name of Jesus in this house, the name of Jesus. We thank you that at that name, every knee must bow in the name of Jesus. We declare victory in that name, Lord. We thank you for victory tonight. We thank you for liberty, God. I thank you for marriages being restored tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we declare a spirit of divorce broken off the house of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we are in a place where we are going to command tonight, devil, you restore in the name of Jesus. We declare restoration to God's people in the name of Jesus. In the Nasorobokata, Rese, Rese, La Mehe Saramoka, Iravasho, Mahila, Mahosto, Gerabe Sara. God, we exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. We exalt you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we take no glory for what will be done tonight. We honor you, Holy Spirit, in this house tonight. We honor you, Holy Spirit. And Lord God, I thank you that, Lord, you have exerted Jesus Christ. You have raised him, God, and you have seated him, Father, at the right hand that is far in heaven, far above all rule, all authority, all power, all dominion, every name that is named. We declare the exalting of Jesus Christ tonight over every rule, every authority, every counterfeit authority, every counterfeit power, every counterfeit dominion in the name of Jesus. We declare that they are under the feet of the body of Christ. We declare that we are deliverers, that we are the healers of the house for you, Lord. We declare that we are more than conquerors, that we are victors in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we give thanks to you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just give him a praise. Father, we worship you. Rahaso makanda, le soro mayada. Lord, we honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. What we're going to do is just take a few minutes and we're going to begin to pray. And I want you all to pray with me. And we're going to begin to pray and break legal rights of the enemy. We're in charge in this house, not the devil. He said, all authority has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. So the authority is in this house, in every single believer. That's where the authority is at. So as we pray and we walk through some of these prayers and we begin to renounce and break these things, freedom is going to come easy for you tonight. It's not a hard thing. Because remember I said in the very beginning, the devil's already defeated. Hebrews 2:14 says that Jesus Christ became flesh, that by going through death, he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is the devil. He might bring him to nothing, that is a zero. He has been stripped of all authority. So we just have to kick him out. We have to enforce the victory of Calvary. So tonight, I want you to look at areas of your life as we go and we begin to pray and we begin to go before the Lord. And there's going to be prophetic deliverance tonight. The Holy Ghost is going to put his finger on specifics in lives. But as we go and we begin to pray, all you have to do is if it's something that you've dealt with at any time in your life, you say, in the name of Jesus, you leave. You leave. You get out of my life. And if we call out something and it's there, then you say, I want you out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because once we pray this prayer, if you don't want it, it has no right to stay. Where he took advantage of you before because of a lack of knowledge, we don't have a lack of knowledge in this area anymore. And we're going to take authority and we will evict him off what belongs to God. And the Bible says that he is waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool. So tonight, we're going to start putting some of those enemies under his feet. Amen? Amen. Amen. We also take authority, just so you know this. We will, and I probably prayed it, but we will bind the enemy. He's already been bound. When we cast out demons, they go to the abyss. We send them to the abyss. And there's reasons for that. If you come to my class, you'll find out why, because I tell it in my class, okay? But you got to come. It's scriptural. It's scriptural. I never used to think it is. It is scriptural. We send them there and we seal them there with the name and the blood of Jesus. And the word of God says what we forbid on earth is forbidden in heaven. In heaven, we're in charge. So we say he will not return to one person in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And people want to use the scripture. Well, you know, when the devil's cast out, he goes into dry places looking for rest, finding none, goes back to his house that's empty, swept, and clean. We're not empty. That's not our scripture. So don't use it on the body of Christ. We have, our house is someone lives in our house. His name is Jesus. Amen? So if the devil tried to come back to me, my house is not empty. It's got the Lord God Almighty and the Holy Ghost and God the Father in this house. Okay, so you don't have to be afraid of deliverance. If you're afraid, it's the demons that are in you that are afraid, okay? Now, I'm going to lead you through some prayers. I want you to pray with me. I want everybody to pray, but the very first prayer that I'm going to pray will be a prayer of lordship. So if you're in here tonight and you've never given your heart to Jesus, this is your opportunity. So I'm going to lead you through some prayers. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. You said if I would come to you, you would not cast me away. So I come to you now. I surrender every area of my life to you. I make you the Lord of my mind, my soul, my body, my spirit. I surrender and make you the Lord of my family, my relationships, my work, my possessions, my time. I make you Lord over my emotions, my reactions, my thoughts, my will, and all my decisions. Thank you, Jesus, that you are my Lord and my Savior. Now we're going to pray for a release of generational sin. And I think I'm going to have you do that in a couple of different ways. Actually, we're going to pray a different prayer than what I have in this book. I have it in here, but I don't know where. So, because it's the new book. But we're going to pray to break generational iniquities. And what that is stuff that's coming up through your family line. Some of you may not even have been involved in it, but you see your kids in there. Or you might have some certain sicknesses or whatever. And we're going to pray and break that. Sickness is not from God. He said, pray, kingdom of God come, will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. So I want you to say, Lord God, I ask you to forgive me of my iniquity and the generational transgressions and sins in my bloodline. I repent for the iniquity in my bloodline. We have sinned against you, but today we repent for the sins and the iniquities of. Now you quietly just say what it is. If it's perversion, if it's addictions, if it's stealing, you know what's in your family. Poverty, sickness. Rejection, depression, fear. Lord, I ask you, Lord, I ask you to forgive me and to cleanse me. Purge from my spirit, soul, and body all this iniquity. I now command all iniquity residing in my bones, my organs, my blood, my genetic code, my DNA, in the name of Jesus, leave me now. Exit my body now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, iniquity, leave my bones, my organs, my blood, my cells, my genetic code, my DNA, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command you, manifest and leave in the name of Jesus. I cancel any curse that has come from any iniquity, and I command any spirit of a curse to leave me now and my children and my children's children in the name of Jesus. I declare that the righteousness of God is being established in my life with all the blessings of God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're going to pray a prayer to forgive people. And if you have anyone that you need to forgive, even if you've forgiven them in the past, okay, I still want you to come, because you know what? A lot of times you can forgive someone, but you were so angry and bitter towards them that you never dealt with the spirit that you opened the door to. And we're going to do that tonight. So that's why I'm going to walk you back through that, okay? So I'm not arguing the point with you. If you're forgiven, fine. But we're just going to do that. Some of you need to forgive people, maybe for the very first time. Lord Jesus, I thank you for forgiving me. Now, by the choice of my will, I choose to forgive those who have hurt or offended me in any way. I forgive. And I want you to name the person, and I want you to say what you forgive them for. Just quietly name them. Say it out loud. Don't think it. It has to be spoken out into this atmosphere. I release each and every one of these into the freedom of my forgiveness. And I also release myself tonight from all of the hurt, from all of the woundedness, from every lie, from the bondages that I entered into through this offense in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I walk out of being a victim to anyone in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' name. Now I'm going to lead you through a prayer to forgive yourself. A lot of times we do things and we just still hold ourselves to our wrongdoing. And you know what? That's unscriptural. Because Jesus was judged for every sin. He took the payment. So we can't pay for it. So we need to let it go. I want you to say, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me for all that I have done. I now choose to forgive myself for these things and release myself into the freedom of my forgiveness. That simply means forgive yourself of mistakes you've made. They don't have to be deliberate sin. We all do dumb things that sometimes hurt other people. Let it go. God wants you to let it go because God wants you to be free. Okay, we're gonna say a prayer to break ungodly sexual sin off our lives. Lord, I confess all involvement with sexual sin. I ask you to forgive me for the following. Now you name what you've been into. You just do it quietly. It's between you and God. Pornography, adultery, incest, homosexuality, any kind of perversion at all. I renounce all pleasure associated with these sins. I break all biblical curses related to sexual sin and immorality. I break all ungodly ties that I may have established with any person that I've been involved with. And I ask you, Lord, to heal, cleanse, and deliver my body, my memories, and my emotions from all sexual uncleanness. I speak to that imprinting of sexual uncleanness on my spirit, soul, and body, and I command it to leave in the name of Jesus. I speak to any imprint in my subconscious, any memory recall, any images, and I command them to go in the name of Jesus. I don't want you, and I tell you to go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to do a prayer to renounce occult involvement. And it doesn't mean you have to have been in the occult and a Satanist. It could mean simply watching horror movies, poltergeist, ghost movies, the newest one, The Resurrection. How many of you know what I'm talking about? People coming back to life. I don't know if you've seen commercials. Oh my goodness. We need to repent for those things. Ouija boards, fortune tellers, calling psychics, anything, even in our bloodline. Let's get it out. Harry Potter, movies and books, Twilight. Shall I go on? Repent. You better get it out. You need to get it out of your house, too. Father, I confess that I have sinned against you and your word by my participation in the following occult practices. And then you just name what you may have been in. I acknowledge these as sin. I ask you to forgive me. I renounce them. I renounce any other occult sin that I may knowingly or unknowingly entered into. I close the door now on all occult practices in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all psychic hereditary that I may have. I break all demonic holds on me and my family back 15 generations on both sides of my family. I renounce and I forsake psychic and occult contact and activity. I renounce every cult that denies the blood of Jesus Christ, every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I renounce it and I break it off my life and I command it to leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I renounce, break and loose myself and my children from all psychic powers, bondages, physical or mental illness that's been upon me and my family line as the result of my parents' actions or any other ancestors. In Jesus' name, I repent where there's been murder and the shedding of blood and abortion in my bloodline. And today, I break it off my life. I speak to spirits that would abort everything I set my hand to. And I break it and cast it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke breaking loose myself and my children from all evil curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, jinx, incantations, bewitchments, psychic powers, witchcraft, and sorcery that have been put upon me or my family line from any persons, from any occult or psychic source, including those from any witch, warlock, Wiccan, coven, and I cancel all connected and related spirits in the name of Jesus. And I bind any witchcraft spirit that has even tried to enter into this house tonight. And I say, be silent in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I renounce breaking loose myself from all demonic subjection and controlling powers to my mother, my father, my grandparents, or any other human being, living or dead, that has endeavored to dominate me in any way in the name of Jesus. I break their control off my life in the name of Jesus. I command those controlling belief systems broken in the name of Jesus. I repent of all of the judgments I've made against other people, including my father, my mother, my spouse, children, friends, pastors, and political leaders. I realize these judgments are sin and can result in curses against me. I ask you to forgive me, to bless all the people that I've ever judged, and I break all the curses involved, and I put them under the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Now, we're going to break ungodly soul ties, and I think that's the last one I'm going to do. Nope, it's not. One more. An ungodly soul tie is an emotional tie to you from anyone who's ever maybe controlled you, any person that has manipulated you, any person you've been intimate with, okay? And that can be sexual, or it can just be you got too close to them, okay? Okay, we are to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ. He always has to be our focus. In the name of Jesus, I break all ungodly spirit, soul, and body ties established between me and you name any person. I cut that linking supernaturally, and I ask you, Lord, to remove from me all their negative influence and residue, and draw back to me every part wrongfully tied to these people in bondage in the name of Jesus. I now speak to every spirit that has taken advantage of these ungodly soul ties, and I order them to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess that I have made self-imposed vows and oaths. And that means simply if you've locked yourself into a vow or an oath with anyone, with God, with anybody, with the devil, we're going to break it right now, okay? If you've said, I wish I was dead, I hate myself. Lord, I confess these self-imposed vows are oaths. I repent and revoke those vows in the name of Jesus. I break them. I declare them null and void, no longer able to influence my life in the name of Jesus. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come out of agreement with all of the rippling effects of evil that has been loosed against me because of poor choices and ill-advised decisions that I've made. I renounce all assignments of evil programs against my life because of bad decisions that I have made. I pronounce over my life a walk free from all calamity, distress, adversity, afflictions, sorrow, grief, wretchedness, because you, Lord Jesus, nailed them to the cross. And tonight, I leave these things there in Jesus' name. And I come out of agreement with a negative report about my health. I come out of agreement with assignments that have been spoken over my life in the name of Jesus. I come out of agreement with lack and poverty and doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. And I come into agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ, who has pronounced blessing over me, who has pronounced healing over me, who has pronounced life and victory in my life. I agree with what God says about me. By his stripes, I am healed. I am whole. I am delivered. And I am set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now we're going to begin to start ministering to you. And all you need to do is release and let go. Breath, the spirits will go by just taking a deep breath and releasing it. You might feel like coughing or burping or whatever, but let it go. Let it go. Don't hold it back, okay? I want my people to go around. Those of mine that are in the deliverance ministry, I'd like you to walk around and pray. So we're going to begin, and you just receive your freedom tonight. And as we command it to go, you tell it all, so you agree. If you're in agreement, you say, no, I want you out. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to a spirit of calamity, and I break it off these people right now, and I command calamity, distress, anguish, despair, depression, go in the name of Jesus. I call you out. I speak to condemnation. I command spirits that have condemned and accused you of wrongdoing, that won't let you lay down the things that need to be laid down. I command that condemnation. I command the guilt, the false guilt, to come out now in the name of Jesus. I speak to accusing spirits in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits that provoke fear and anguish in your life, worry and doubt in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to depression. Depression, I bind you. I call you out in the name of Jesus. I command that dysphoric mood disorder, go. Come out. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out. All that giving up, all that hopelessness, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel in the name of Jesus. All that morbidity, suicide, wanting to die, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Encouragement to come out in the name of Jesus. All that oppression, all that heaviness, that darkness in the spirit, I command that to go right now in the name of Jesus. I command right now in the name of Jesus, all that false responsibility to come out in the name of Jesus. I command right now all that anxiety, come out in the name of Jesus. All that doubt, all that unbelief, come out in the name of Jesus. I command fear, come out in the name of Jesus. Trembling, terror, come out in the name of Jesus. All that torment, come out in the name of Jesus. All that bondage to fear, come out. All that fear of man, come out in the name of Jesus. All that trepidation, all that hesitation, come out. All that double-mindedness, come out in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus, I command those voices of fear to come out in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus those mentalities of fear. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus. I command all that sorrow to come out. All that loss. All that grieving. All that woundedness. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that heavy heart.
Come out.
That wounded spirit that drieth up the bones.
Come out.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go. All that heartache, come out in the name of Jesus. That feeling of emptiness, come out in the name of Jesus.
Command all those images of failure to expel and go in Jesus' name. We come against in Jesus' name. We come against that spirit, that destiny-blocking spirit that blocks the destiny of God for these people's lives. We say, destiny-blocking spirit, you lose their destiny. You lose them now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against all that stress and all that pressure that's held them in that small place in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against spirits of containment. And we say those walls of containment, you come down in the name of Jesus Christ. You come down in Jesus' name. And we declare in Jesus' name that God's people shall be set free, that the cursed are cursed no longer, that the cursed have been set free by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare today to be a launching pad into the destiny for their lives and into the fullness of what Jesus Christ has called them to do and to be. And we declare completeness in the fullness of the restoration of their lives this night in the name of Jesus Christ.
All of that rejection, come out. Come out, spirits, generational spirits of rejection, come out in the name of Jesus. All that self-rejection, that self-hate, that self-bitterness, come out in the name of Jesus. All that dislike of yourself, that critical, angry spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel, come up and out. I call it out of your bones. I call it out of your tissue in the name of Jesus. I call it out of the organs of your body where anger has affected your heart. I command all that anger and all that infirmity to come out of your heart in the name of Jesus. Even from the generations, we pull it out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that propensity towards heart attacks, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. That generational spirit of death, come out. That even that spirit where the men in the family die young, I call that out of you in the name of Jesus. That fear of death, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the insecurity in the name of Jesus. All that inadequacy, come out. Come out. All that judging of yourself, you're never good enough. All that second guessing, come out. Come out. Loose and let go. Come out. All that performance, come out. Come on, all that performance, expel in the name of Jesus. All that striving achievement, come out. All that selfishness, come out. Selfish, self-centered, come out. Full of self, come out. Self-idolatry, come out. Come out. I speak to the altars that have been built on the inside of you, and we dismantle those altars right now in the name of Jesus. Those altars of self in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out now. Self-pity. Come out. Poor me attitude. That wallowing and wallowing every day. Every day that wallowing spirit. Come out. All that self-pity. All that depression. Come out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of pride to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. And all that reliance on self. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that independence. In the name of Jesus, that wall that separates them from the love of Christ, I command you right now, you be moved and you be cast into the heart of the sea. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go. In the name of Jesus,
come
all
out.
That self-focus, come out in the name of Jesus. What about me? Come out in the name of Jesus and go. I command that unloving spirit, come out. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that generational, unloving spirit, we set the blood of Jesus against you.
Take a
we
deep
command
breath.
You to come out.
Get it out.
In the name of Jesus. All that hatred, all that loathing, come out in the name of Jesus. All that anger and rage, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose and let go. Hateful words, critical, come out in the name of Jesus and go. All that harshness. Come out in the name of Jesus. That mean spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit that rejects the love of Christ, come out in the name of Jesus.
We command in Jesus' name all that anger, We command it to come out from the root in the name of Jesus Christ. Anger, you go in Jesus' name. We set the name and the blood of Jesus Christ against anger and rage, and we command you go from these people now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command that spirit, that destitution of spirit, we command you be uprooted and go in Jesus' name. And we command all those harsh words from the Father, we command you to come out and go in Jesus' name. I command all that harshness from mothers to come out and go in Jesus' name. And even from spouses in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull the dart and the arrows out of their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare in Jesus' name that they shall be set free this night by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we proclaim no weapon formed against them will prosper. We declare that the people of God are rising up to their place in the body of Christ to be all that Jesus Christ created, called, and designed them to be. And we declare that the master craftsman, his workmanship shall be shown in you, says the Lord God Almighty.
I speak to that witchcraft structure of resistance right now, and I break it down with the blood of Jesus. All that denial and that witchcraft structure of resistance, I break that right now in Jesus' name. I break that off of this room. Holy Spirit, I ask you to bring to the surface every hiding spirit, every device of witchcraft. I call them out right now in Jesus' name. Every device of Jezebel, I break you off of this room right now in Jesus' name. Python, come out right now in Jesus' name. Divination, come out right now in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, put that back.
I speak to all that resistance, all that spirit of heaviness. I break that right now in Jesus' name. And I command it to go and leave this room in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to that spirit of suicide again in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, you have no right to consider that what I've called. He said, I have ordained you from the very foundation of the earth. And I have a call and I have a destiny on your life, says the Lord. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we repent for any time we have wished we were dead. We've wanted to die. We've wanted to give up. We've wanted to kill ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we repent, and I take authority over that spirit, that destiny-robbing spirit, and we break it. Let God, all that mental torment, come out. All those voices, go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Insanity, come out. All that insanity, come out. Come out. All that accusation against you, come out. In the name of Jesus, those accusing voices, expel. In the name of Jesus, all that self-hate, self-rejection, come out. Come out. Loose. Loose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I command right now in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of strife to come out. In the name of Jesus. All that discord, all that arguing, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. All that jealousy, all that envy, all that competition, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose and let go right now. In the name of Jesus, all that wrangling for position, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. All that insecurity, come out. In the name of Jesus. We command that spirit of division, get out of this house. Right now in the name of Jesus, we set the blood of Jesus against you. We command gossip, go. Slander, go. Judgment, go. In the name of Jesus. And we command all your works to be undone in the name of Jesus. I command that division, come out. In the name of Jesus, that unpeaceful, unpeaceful, come out. In the name of Jesus, hating peace. You that hates peace, get out. In the name of Jesus, we set the blood of Jesus against you. We command you to go. We command those voices of strife, those voices of discord, come out. In the name of Jesus, complaining, grumbling, murmuring, come out. In the name of Jesus.
Command in Jesus' name that spirit of discord to come out and go in Jesus' name. We break your demonic hold off the body of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Discord, you are not welcome in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare in Jesus' name that we walk in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the unity of the Lord Jesus Christ is manifest in this house tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the work that you're doing here. And we declare in this house Jesus Christ is Lord. And we declare every demonic spirit and every demonic voice to be loosed, and we command that voice to be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare every image of darkness, of doubt and unbelief, we command those images, we cast you down, and we declare that you shall no longer have a hold upon our lives, that we've been set free by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we grab hold of our deliverance, and we walk into the fullness of, Father God, of the deliverance that you paid the price for us. And we plead your blood, oh God, and we plead the blood against every demonic spirit and every demonic conspiracy that's been set against us. And we declare in Jesus' name that we're rising up to be the people of God. We declare that hope, faith, and love are rising up on the inside of us as every demonic spirit flees. Hope, faith, and victory are replacing those things in Jesus' name.
I take authority over that mindset of stuck. That mindset of stuck in your walk with the Lord. I take authority over that mindset right now, and I break it in Jesus' name. All that lethargia and all that tiredness and laziness, I call that out right now in Jesus' name. I call out that that spirit, that destiny robbing spirit. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. And I speak to any spiritual religion that would hold you in a place of laziness. I call those out right now in Jesus' name. Religion, come out right now in Jesus' name. Religious roots, religious residue, and religious mindsets, you come out right now in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
And I speak to spirits of self-medication right now. Self-medicating through drugs, self-medicating through alcohol, self-medicating through eating. I speak to every single one of those spirits of self-medication. I break those channels in people's mind in which they medicate through those things, and I command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. Alcohol, come out right now in Jesus' name. Cocaine, come out right now in Jesus' name. Marijuana,
come out.
Special K, ecstasy,
in the name of
crystal
Jesus.
Meth, you come out
expel.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Expel. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to infirmity in your heart and in the brain that has come in from drug use in the name of Jesus. And I speak to dead brain cells in the name of Jesus. And I command those dead brain cells. I command that perverse chemistry in the brain to go in the name of Jesus. I command almost like a stranger in your mind to expel in the name of Jesus. I command a false personality to go in the name of Jesus. False personality, come out, come out. That fantasy, that pretending, expel in the name of Jesus. I speak to spirits of hallucination in the name of Jesus. And I command parts of your soul that have been broken, I command the parts to be loosed right now and to be released to come back to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command infirmity in the kidneys. Come out. Come out. Infirmity in the kidneys. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command damage from radiation to come out right now. I speak to that burning where it literally has made your body, the parts of your body, like a crispy critter. In the name of Jesus, I command all that damage to go right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. In the name of Jesus, I command infirmity, go. Go. In the name of Jesus, expel. I command spirits that have come in from chemotherapy and damage to the immune system, I command them to go. That compromised immune system, expel. All that poison, come out. All that poison, expel. In the name of Jesus. All that infirmity, from radiation, expel. You spirit of cancer, we bind you, we dismantle you, we declare your demise. We declare you were made a bold display of and triumphed over in the cross. And we declare that healing is the children's bread. And we declare that by Jesus' stripes you are healed. Lay your hands on any part of your body that needs to be healed. And I declare he himself took your infirmities and all of your sicknesses in the name of Jesus. Therefore, leave them there with him. He took them on the cross just like he took your sin. And I speak healing. I speak life back into you. I speak restoration. I command a reversal of that curse in the name of Jesus. I command infirmity out of the lymphatic system in the name of Jesus. And I command right now infirmity in the thyroid and the thalamus. Go, go in Jesus' name.
We speak to a spirit of heroin. We command it to come out right now in Jesus' name. Heroin, you come out right now in Jesus' name. LSD, come out right now in Jesus' name. PCP, come out right now in Jesus' name. Liquid G, we command that to come out right now in Jesus' name. And we even speak to any spirits of over-the-counter drugs that have been abused. And we command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. All pharmakia, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I speak healing into the mind, the will, and the emotion that have been damaged from the use of these drugs and from the self-medication. In Jesus' name.
Name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
I command in the name of Jesus. I command Ritalin to come out in the name of Jesus. And all that mind control, we command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I command right now in the name of Jesus, alignment in the mind. Right now in the name of Jesus, I speak to every mind in this place and I say, you come into your right mind in the name of Jesus. We have been given in the name of Jesus, the mind of Christ. And he has given us a sound mind. So I release a soundness of mind in this place right now in the name of Jesus. And I command all that is unsound, you go. You have no place here. These are covenant children of God. They have a covenant to have a sound mind. And I command in the name of Jesus, all that infirmity of the mind, you come out in the name of Jesus. Go. All that perversion of the mind, all that chaos, all that confusion, all that memory loss, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. All that inability to focus, all that inability to concentrate, we command you to go. All that unlearnable, unteachable, can't retain anything, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. We command in the name of Jesus, scatterbrain, come out in the name of Jesus. We command in the name of Jesus, those spirits that just afflict the mind, we command you, get out. In the name of Jesus, you lose God's people and let them go. We say no more. We draw a line in the sand today. This is not what is of God's people's portion, and we will not accept it anymore. We command you, get out. In the name of Jesus, all that torment of the mind, we command you to go. In the name of Jesus, all that affliction of the soul, come out in the name of Jesus. All that depression, schizophrenia, come out. Come out, schizophrenia. You loosen, let go. All that split personality, we command you to come out. In the name of Jesus, all that instability, come out. In the name of Jesus, we command the name of Jesus, we command spirit guides to come out. Right now in the name of Jesus, loose and let go. All those spirit guides, come out.
Take a deep breath, release
them. In the name of Jesus, loose and let go. We command every new age spirit, come out. Buddhism, come out. Yoga, come out. Sun God, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose and let go. All that false doctrine. In the name of Jesus, all false religion, we command you to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, loose and let go. Antichrist spirit, come out. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we command all of these cycles of defeat. We command those cycles to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Cycles, you be broken in Jesus' name. We command in Jesus' name all the chaos in the mind that creates these cycles. And I command in Jesus' name all the confusion and all this turmoil and all this upset. I command you to go in Jesus' name. You go, you go, you go in Jesus' name. We command all of your works against God's people. We command your works to be destroyed this night in Jesus' name. And Father God, we set our hope upon you, O God. We set our hope on you as a firm foundation, oh God. Father God, we don't put our hope on the world, Father. We don't put our hope in our bank accounts. Father God, our hope is in you. Our hope is in you. And we declare that we are people of faith and that we're pressing into what you've called us to do and what you created us to be, Father God. And we declare in Jesus' name, these weapons that have been formed, they shall not prosper. And we declare God's people have been set on a sure and firm foundation. Upon that foundation, we shall reach the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare on this night that hope is rising up in this house, and that faith is replacing fear, and that hopelessness and hope is replacing hopelessness in Jesus' mighty name.
The Lord is showing me that there are many people in this room who are having a hard time wrapping their mind around their call. They're spending a lot of time and a lot of strength in their mind thinking about what they can't do and where they've gone wrong and what they've done. And look at that person over there. And look at this. And all these inadequacies. And the Lord's wanted to cause a shift in your mind so that you will be able to see who you are in Christ. So right now, I break those scales off the eyes of these people's understanding right now. I break those scales in Jesus' name, and I call in that shift so that they will be able to recognize who they are in this kingdom. I call in that shift right now. I take authority over all those spirits of inadequacy that came in through traumas and that came in through mistakes and accidents in people's life. I take authority over those spirits of trauma, and I command them to go right now in the name of Jesus. And I release an understanding of who we are in Jesus' name.
I speak to a spirit of bitterness, and I command that root of bitterness to come out right now. It's a generational root. And God, we pull that root out now in the name of Jesus. We uproot in the name of Jesus bitterness that's come in from the generations, and resentment and unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. That bitter root, let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to spirits that have caused joint problems and inflammation in the name of Jesus, and I pull you out in Jesus' name. I command pain to come out in the name of Jesus. I command an agony come out in the name of Jesus. There's a mental pain and a physical pain, and I command them both expel in the name of Jesus. All that pain, come out, you spirit of pain. I speak to pain receptors, and I command them to stop multiplying. And I command right now pain receptors to go in the name of Jesus. I command the blood flow to return back to the ends of the nerves in the name of Jesus. I command the arteries to be opened. I command blockage in the arteries to dissolve and dissipate, to shatter and go flush out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I speak to a spirit of divorce in the name of Jesus, and I bind divorce in the name of Jesus. I bind spirits of divorce that you divorce because of sheer boredom, and I command boredom to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of infidelity and mind-wandering spirits and lust to come out in the name of Jesus. I command that willful spirit, that stubborn and obstinate spirit to go in the name of Jesus. Come out, all that rebellion, come out. Come out, rebellion against God, rebellion against the Word of God, that anti-submissive spirit, come out. That refusal to submit, that refusal to go the right path, expel that perverse spirit, that crooked path, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command the crooked places to be made straight In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, I command crooked places be made straight. In the name of Jesus.
I command the name of Jesus, all that strife and division in the home, I command that to come out in the name of Jesus. All that conflict in marriages, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. We command the name of Jesus, that spirit in the name of Jesus of Jezebel, come out. Ahab, come out in the name of Jesus. We command that the spirit that refuses to submit to God's order of the home, we command you to come out in the name of Jesus. We command that unloving spirit between spouses, we command you to go. We command words that have been spoken that should never have been spoken, we command them to come out. And the pain that came with those words, that was inflicted with the words, we pull that pain out in the name of Jesus. And we release healing into those wounds right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father, right now, Father, Lord, that you will go in, Father, Lord, as the balm of Gilead, Father, Lord, into every home, into every marriage, Father, Lord, into every heart, and heal those places that have been wounded and broken and crushed. And Father, Lord, I speak right now, life to every marriage right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over dry bones that you shall live, you shall live, you shall live. I command you, rise up, take all muscle, flesh, and sinew. I release the breath of the Spirit of God upon you now, and I say you shall live. And we cry out, restore, restore, restore in the name of Jesus.
We do speak life and health into you tonight in Jesus' name. We say rise up, rise up, rise up. And we declare in Jesus' name, you be healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive your healing this night. You be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that your healing power is active and alive in this house tonight. And we thank you, oh God, for your love for us,
shake
oh God. And we thank you,
shake
Lord Jesus
off.
Christ. We thank you for the shed of your blood, Father God, so that we can be healed. And we declare this night, the healing power of the Most High God is active and alive and working in our bodies. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, as we receive that healing, we receive the manifestation and that full healing on this night. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Lay your hand wherever you need healing. Speak to that infirmity. Tell it to get out of your body right now. Tell it to go. Tell it to go. It was taken on the cross. It has no right to be in you. Tell it to go. Tell it to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the
we
name
speak
of Jesus.
To those hearts. We say, hearts, you be healed and made whole. In Jesus' name. We speak to diabetes and we disown you in the name of Jesus Christ. We dethrone you. We say you come down off of your throne. You are not welcome in our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare all the dysfunction in our minds. I say you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against that spirit of arthritis. And we say, arthritis, you go now in Jesus' name. And we speak healing to the joints. We speak life to the joints in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against blood disorders in the name of Jesus Christ. We say no. We say
go,
no. It shall
go,
not be
in
Jesus'
name.
And we declare healing in every neuron and every synapsis in our mind. We say you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dysfunction in the kidneys, we say, kidneys, you be healed. Every dysfunction of the liver, you be healed in Jesus' name. We come against in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against that disalignment in the spine and the vertebrae. And we say, you come into alignment now in Jesus' name. And we declare that the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood and that by his stripes we are healed. And we receive it now in Jesus' name.
Parkinson. Go after Parkinson.
We come against that spirit of Parkinson's in the name of Jesus Christ.
Look.
We say, no,
look.
You are not allowed
look.
Here. And we declare, you go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command the name of Jesus. I command leukemia, go. right now in the name of Jesus. And I command the name of Jesus, every spirit that resides in the bones, you come out in the name of Jesus. I command all that disorder of the bones, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. All that perversion in the bones, all that rebellion in the bones, come out in the name of Jesus. I command blindness to go. I command deafness to go. I command deaf and dumb spirit, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. I command Alzheimer's to go.
Yes,
I command that fear of Alzheimer's, I command that to go right now in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go. Dementia, go in the name of Jesus. Dementia is not our portion, and we command you, get out in the name of Jesus. We command the name of Jesus. We command the name of Jesus. All of the lung diseases, we command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. All that respiratory, all that attack against the respiratory system, we command you to go. Asthma, go in the name of Jesus. Everything that has attacked the respiratory system, we command you to go. You that have attacked the women's reproductive organs, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. And I command all that barrenness to go right now in the name of Jesus. All that causes miscarriage, go right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to wombs that have been closed, and I say you be opened in the name of Jesus. You shall be closed no more in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release the very spirit of God that quickened Sarah's womb. I release you now to quicken the wombs of those that have been closed. And that goes for the spiritual wombs too. I'm speaking of spiritual wombs too right now in the name of Jesus that have been closed from birthing destiny. Right now I speak to those spiritual wombs and I say, you be opened. In the name of Jesus, you be quickened by the Spirit of God. We release resurrection power into you now in the name of Jesus. And we command you to resurrect and be made whole in the name of Jesus.
We speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Colons, you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Prostate cancer, we say you go in the name of Jesus Christ. We take and declare war on cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. As a body of Christ, we rise up together and say, cancer, you are not welcome in the body of Christ. And we command your works to go and to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command in Jesus' name, knees be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Ankles be healed. Hip joints, you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all of that ungodly dependence on medication in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all that ungodly dependence on doctors and hospitals. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command all that medicine that resists the work of the Spirit, I command you to come out, and I command your works to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ.
I speak to spirits of child abuse, and I command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. Child abuse, you come out right now in Jesus' name. And generational child abuse, come out right now in Jesus' name. I speak to spousal abuse, and I command spousal abuse to come out right now in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath, get it out.
In Jesus' name.
Repent, get it out.
Emotional abuse, you come out right now in Jesus' name. And I speak to every spirit of sexual abuse. And I command spirits of sexual abuse to come out right now in Jesus' name. Even spirits that pull sexual abuse in towards you through your generations, I command those to come out right now in Jesus' name. And I take authority over every death and idle word that has been spoken into everybody. And I call them down under the blood of Jesus right now, and I cancel their effect in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I tear down every altar and every scroll that has been built up on the inside of anyone concerning the occult or false religions in the name of Jesus. And I speak right now to occult spirits. I speak to spirits of witchcraft. I speak to dedications where there have been high priests or high priestesses and witches and medicine men and grandparents that have dedicated you to the enemy. And we tonight declare undone. We unlock the door tonight and we call you out of the darkness in the name of Jesus. We unlock the prisons and we say, come forth out of your captivity in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, we unlock it. We break the shackles, the chains. We cut them off in the name of Jesus. Every fetter broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command spirits of idolatry broken. I call you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I command all that witchcraft to come out. In the name of Jesus, all that divination, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Psychic, come out. Palm reading, come out in the name of Jesus. Fortune telling, come out in the name of Jesus. I command the name of Jesus, every spirit that's drawn to the occult, that's drawn to the ungodly supernatural, we command you right now in the name of Jesus to go. We cut off that drawing right now in the name of Jesus. We cut off that cord. We sever it in the name of Jesus. I command the name of Jesus, psychic powers to come out in the name of Jesus. Loose,
yes,
and let go. In the name of Jesus, I command the name of Jesus. Hold that, I got a spirit of diva. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that divination, come out in the name of Jesus. I command the name of Jesus. Every spirit, hold that, I can see that. Every spirit of necromancy, come out in the name of Jesus. All that consulting the dead, we command you to come out. All that fascination with death, we command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. I command the name of Jesus, spirit right now that's trying to resist deliverance. I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. I say you be moved,
right,
and you be cast in the heart of the sea. We will not tolerate you in this place. You shall not resist and you cannot interfere. We set the blood of Jesus against you.
And
we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. And we release the anointing of God right now to go forth and break every yoke, to destroy every bond, to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind, to make the lame to walk, to open prison doors. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that our God is faithful, our God is true, and there is no thing that he cannot do. There is no power, the high thing that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ right now. We take you captive right now in the name of Jesus. And we command you to submit and bow your knee to the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight. God, we exalt you, Lord. Father, we bless your people tonight, God. God, we speak healing and life, Father, into every person here tonight, God. I ask, God, that you fill every empty place that's been left empty from demons that were expelled. We ask that you fill those places with your presence, with your Holy Spirit, with your healing virtue right now. God, we ask for restoration. God, that you restore what the locust, the stripping locust, the hopping locust, the crawling locust has stolen from your people. And I declare restoration over God's people. I declare the crooked paths being made straight, the mountains leveled, the brass doors broken down, and the bars of iron that have been in your life cut down in the name of Jesus. I declare that as you believe, your whole house is saved. I declare that as for you and your house, you will serve the Lord. I declare your children to be righteous and living for God and blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare that as covenant people, God, everything you purchased on the cross belongs to us. So, Father, we lay hold of those things tonight, God, by faith. God, we set ourselves in agreement to walk in the blessing, to walk in the favor of God. Say, I declare as a covenant child of God, I walk in his blessing. I walk in his favor. I walk in his provision. Lord, I thank you. I walk in your healing in the name of Jesus. What belongs to me, I will no longer allow the enemy to steal. Now, devil, get your hands off of my house, of my finances, of my health. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. The blood of Jesus covers every area of my life. The blood of Jesus makes me righteous. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. As He is, so am I in this world. As Jesus Christ is righteous, I am righteous in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I receive all of your provisions tonight in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I ask that you fill your people with a fresh filling of your Spirit, God. Father, I pray that they will begin to run after what you've given them and run after what you've called them to do. Father, I ask, God, that you visit them in the night. I ask for dreams and visions, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for signs and wonders, God, that will follow your word even as it was spoken out tonight, God. We set ourselves to believe tonight, God. We choose to walk in the faith of God. Father, I thank you that we can speak to every mountain. I thank you that we do have faith, that we come behind in no good thing. And so, Father, we declare we are blessed. Blessed of God. Blessed of God. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
And I hear the Lord say, bury the past.
That's good.
I buried it tonight. Don't you dig it up again. It is in the grave and leave it there. The Lord says, today's a new day, and I want you to step out of that place of the past. Step out of that tomb, says the Lord. The Lord says, you have a future, and it's a glorious future. The Lord says, it's going to take a stepping forward and no looking back. The Lord says, everything that you need, I put inside of you, says the Lord. Lord says, no longer say I'm inadequate. No longer say I'm unable. But say, by the Spirit of God, I can and I am able. And Father, Lord, right now we release that vision, that purpose, that destiny upon each and every one in this house. And Father, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we release favor, open doors, provision. Father, Lord, that you make every crooked place straight. We release those connections. We release those divine appointments. I release those jobs right now in the name of Jesus. Jobs be right now in the name of Jesus. No more. We can have people here that are unemployed, but we release employment in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, I release a covering of peace over each and every one in this place, that they go home and they are filled with peace. Their homes are filled with peace. Their thoughts are filled with peace. Father, Lord, we release the kind of peace that passes all understanding. Father, Lord, we release a peace that's wholeness, soundness, nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking, everything fully restored. Father, Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, that your presence will go with each and every one. And Father, Lord, that they will know. Father, I pray right now, I release a manifestation of your love and a revelation of your love upon everyone in this place. Father, I pray, Father, Lord, that you will show them beyond any shadow of doubt how much you love them, how precious they are to you. I hear the Lord say, son and daughter, you just grasp, get your head wrapped around how much I love you. There's nothing I would not do for you. There's nothing that I would withhold from you. You are precious to me. Receive my love. Don't walk away from it. Don't reject it. But receive it. It's yours. It's a free gift. It's not something you earn. It's a gift. And I give it to you, says the Lord.
And we speak over these people tonight that these people are people of promotion and advancement in Jesus' name. And I hear the Lord say, I'm opening new doors of opportunity for you. For many of you cried out to me, says the Lord. And the Lord says, the thing that you cried out, I'm opening those doors now. And I hear the Lord say, can you not hear the door turning on its hinge as it opens? And the Lord says, in this time, says the Lord, the doors of opportunity will open your life. And the Lord says, you need to be expecting those doors to be open. So the Lord says, because if you're not expecting, when they open, you won't even see the door opening, says the Lord. But the Lord says that it is a season now of the time for the advancement. And the Lord says the opportunities are coming. And I hear the Lord say, get ready. And I hear the Lord say, begin to prepare for those opportunities, for the opportunities of destiny that I put upon your life, says the Lord. And the Lord says, break off of your past and break away from your past and let that destitution and all that All that heaviness, says the Lord, that's held you back and that's attached you to your past. The Lord says, walk out of that place. And the Lord says, I'm setting you free on this night. And as I set you free, the Lord said, it's not, I've set you free, but it's up to you to walk out. It's up to you to walk out. The chains have been broken, but it's time for you to walk out of that place. And don't go back to that place. Hear the Lord say that. There's a stench to that place that you become accustomed to that no one notice. You don't notice that everyone else does. But hear the Lord say, walk out of that place, for the chains have been cut free. And you've been loosed from your accuser on this night, says the Lord. And the Lord says, as you walk out, I will give you all that you've desired of me and all that you've asked for. I will give it you, says the Lord.